One of the better ideas of the Philadelphia Orchestra's tour of China and Japan turned out to be one of the toughest concerts of all, a Saturday morning pop-up performance by a quartet of French horn players at the ancient ruins of St. Paul's Cathedral in Macau. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns withstood the tropical heat right along with them.
The old world identity of Macau is so strong, the street signs are bilingual, Chinese and Portuguese, and one of the city's districts, just a short way from the glittering gambling casinos, feels like a little slice of Lisbon. Across town, the ruins of St. Paul's Cathedral, which dates from the late 15th century and mostly burned down in the 19th century, is a particularly revered site.
But it is kind of a miraculous thing for Macau, and this building was on fire, and only the outer part is remain.
That's Annie Lam, who is briefing the French horn quartet from the Philadelphia Orchestra on the concert ahead. The players were dressed in typical black concert clothes. That was the first mistake. Ambassador Nicholas Platt knew better. He turned up in shorts and a sun hat, but also with a strong sense of what the event meant in the grand scheme of things.
This is where cultural exchange in Asia all began.
But a few minutes after the plane started, the sun came from behind the clouds, and much of the audience fled for shade. The temperature seemed to instantly skyrocket. The players were shielded from the sun by umbrellas, but sweaty horns can be awfully difficult to play, says hornist Michael Thornton.
Actually, I think everyone was perspiring quite a bit, and so the instrument was actually sliding around on your face a little bit, moving around in different ways that we're not totally used to.
So it is with many moments on this tour.
Yeah, that really is the big challenge in any touring situation, is to make sure that you're ready to go when it's time to play and representing the orchestra the right way, and that's kind of what everyone trains to do.
That's why these tours often feel heroic. They make great photo opportunities, they're fun to talk about afterwards, but the work can be tough and crazy.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.